Yo, this is me, Jake Radowski, your host as always for CJSF 9.1 FM's The Art Show. This is our Listener Appreciation Week. I want to make a special shout out to you, dear listeners, for tuning in to The Art Show every Thursday at 5 or Fridays at 8 or whatever show you listen to on CJSF. That's what I'm here for, and that's what you're here for. So thank you so much for tuning in this whole time. Yeah.
Welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring a look at the exciting world of guitar competitions. We'll hear music and interviews with competition winners, including Jason Vio, Scott Tennant, William Kanigheiser, Denis Azabajic, Jeremy Jouve, and James Stroud, founder of the James Stroud International Guitar Competition. Bosnian guitarist Denis Azabajic has won prizes in 24 international guitar competitions, and he spoke about his experiences.
I think everybody has a different feeling on them. The way I look back, I'm very grateful that they exist and the fact that I was so lucky. And for me, competitions were a way to make money and way to establish career. And it worked well for me, so I cannot complain. And I can understand that for some people it can be terribly frustrating, because you can be a very good player, but you are just not type of the player that appeals to the judges. Mm-hmm. And you can have later on a great career, never won a competition, or maybe always be in the second place or something like that. Yeah. And I think that can be very devastating, so that's true as well. For me, it worked. I think that they are good as a goal to have for students and younger players, to say, well, this is what I'm working for as a short-term objective. Because sometimes you can be lost if you don't have things for which you are working. They do help you get your name around. It's a trade-off. For me, it was great.
We'll hear Denis Azabajic performing music from La Catedral by Agustín Barrios Mangueray. Thank you. Opening this special edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring a look at the world of guitar competitions, we've just heard Denis Azubajic performing La Cathédrale by Agustín Barrios Mongoré. William Kanengeiser of the Grammy-winning Los Angeles Guitar Quartet is also a winner of multiple solo guitar competitions, and he shared his thoughts about them.
Competitions, in some ways, are a necessary evil. You know, my teacher, Pepe Romero, he's very much against the whole concept of competitions. He once was on a jury, and he said he would never do it again. He feels like they're not musical. However, if you're going to become known, it's one of the only ways right now. A lot of music critics say if you look at the winners of the major violin and piano competitions over the last 20 years, how many of them are known now as established major artists? And it's actually very few. A lot of times it's like the guy who came in third. The feeling sometimes is that the kind of playing that a competition by definition requires is not the kind of playing that makes for a real, true individual musical personality. It can be more about an automaton-like perfection. On the other hand, here I am, I'm sitting here, you know, having won like three major competitions, saying that it's not a good way to pick out qualities. So, you know, the thing is, there's good and there's bad. I think the state of the art in guitar competitions is really pretty good. I think the juries are getting better and they're picking good people. But for me, if I'm sitting there listening to this player, would I pay money to see this person? For me, that's the bottom line. If I would go out of my way, get in my car, take a night away from my family, pay money because I really want to see what this person has to, you know, does on the instrument, then they should win.
Thank you.
William Kanigazer performing music from Bela Bartok's Sonatina. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring a look at the world of guitar competitions this week. Although competitions have often served to launch performing careers, one of the world's most prominent classical guitarists has never competed in one. We'll hear him with the English Chamber Orchestra conducted by Sir Charles Groves in the Guitar Concerto No. 1 by Castelnuovo Tedesco. The guitarist is John Williams. Thank you.
Thank you.